Good Ner Shabbos, everybody. We're about to begin the Ezra Hashem, Shir number 203. In order to take action, we need to be motivated. And we have to ask ourselves, how do we get ourselves motivated? What motivated me in the past to do the positive things that I have already done? How do I motivate myself to go further? People who constantly take worthwhile actions find motivation constantly and consistently. And people who take worthwhile actions only sporadically, they find motivation just once in a while. So the key is to think about times that you wanted to do something worthwhile, meaningful, but you didn't get around to doing it right away. Then one day you motivated yourself and you actually did it. How did you motivate yourself? And that'll help you access that potential. There's different ways you could learn how to motivate yourself. When something's the right thing to do, you tend to do it. When it's the wrong thing to do, then you don't do it. So that is the idea. When it's clearly wrong to not do something, you'll usually do it. If you'll gain something by doing it, you'll do it. If you'll get a certain pleasure out of it, on something that's the right thing to do that you will get pleasure out of, you tend to do it. Now, if it causes you pain, then you'll hold back from doing it. Sometimes you have to reward yourself when it's hard to do the right thing, and you motivate yourself and you push yourself. Give yourself a reward afterwards for accomplishing that. Rav Zelig Pliskin said he heard this story from someone who attended a wedding of a grandchild. Said, I was told again and again when I was a child I was lazy. I was told this by my parents. I was told this by my grandparents, by my teachers. Now, it's not surprising that I viewed myself as someone who was lazy to the core. Yes, I did acts of kindness once in a while. But even then, I used to procrastinate. I used to push it off. And when I was engaged, a relative who cared about me told me he wanted to walk with me. He was an older cousin of mine, and I always admired and respected him. He told me how happy he was for me that I was engaged to such a wonderful girl from such a great family. He wanted me to have a happy marriage. He didn't say a word to me about me being considered lazy, but he told me that he was given advice from a real chashuva Rebbe, and he wanted to share that advice with me. And my cousin told me the following. In marriage, your wife will ask you to do many things many times. Most people have a tendency towards laziness. Often you will not feel like doing some of the things you are asked to do. At times, you will not be open to doing what you're asked to do. Now, he wasn't suggesting that I always do everything I'm asked to do, but he was suggesting that if I wanted to be a happy person, a joyful person, and if I wanted to have a happy and joyful marriage, I should do as many things as possible for my wife. And this older cousin of mine told me, he continued and he said, one thing you need to know. One needs motivation to do things. And having a happy marriage is one of the greatest things a person can have in life. If I develop a joyful attitude towards doing things for my wife, I will be building a joyful marriage. So the value of developing this desire and this thought is more than what any money can buy. Let that inspire you to agree to do as much as you can in a joyful way of being, and your wife will view you as a great husband. You will end up saving a lot of time in the long run. You will develop an attribute of kindness, and you'll be a tremendous role model for your children. Now, this made a lot of sense to me, and I was resolved that this should become a source of good feelings for me. A while after I was married, my mother told me she was concerned that since I was so lazy, I would make my wife unhappy. And she was pleasantly surprised how much I did for my wife and how much my wife appreciated it. So my cousin's advice was the best marriage gift I could have ever possibly received. And for all of us that are married for a long time, and maybe we are lazy, and maybe we didn't do things ideally, We learn from it. It's a learning curve. We learn that we could always grow no matter how long we're married and improve our relationship with our own husbands and wives, to be less lazy, to change the paradigm, to recognize, to make it a meaningful goal that the Shekhinah should be in our midst, in our homes, that I could become a good husband, a good wife. And that meaning and that role and that goal is a desire to be that way. You'll develop that motivation. This is one example, but the really key is with what we just talked about of motivation is to really know as best as you could and ask Hadracha and ask Hashem to help you with what your role in life is. What is the purpose of your life? What is your shlichus? Every human being, every yid, has wonderful milas and chesreinos. They have both. You know, many, many mefarshim and many tzaddikim said that you're here to fix what's difficult for you to fix. That means you have to correct that and repair that. And there's a lot, of course, truth to that. But Rav Pam said several times, I heard it from him, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'truni b'mirayisav, Hashem doesn't expect things that are beyond your abilities. And he used to stress that one of the main tafkidim of what you need to do in life is not necessarily what's the most difficult for you to overcome, or what's comes naturally to you. What's your tchunas hanefesh? What your talents and milas are. The emes is that the tzaddikim, they seem to be saying opposite things. They're both equally true, and one feeds on the other. In order to work on the difficult aspects of your personality and to work through the difficult things that you have to overcome to fulfill that tafkid, you could face it and knock it head on. You have an anger problem, you work on anger. You have a problem with desires, you work on desires. Whatever it is, you have a tendency to be down. You have to work on being besimcha. You have a tendency to be anxious. You have to work on emunah, betachin, menuchas hanefesh. All this is true. But it's not just fighting it head on. It's the asei toiv, and it's the potential. It's the power in your own soul of the greatness in you, the mightless in you, the tchunas hanefesh that you have in you that could bring light into the world, to bring light to those around you, to bring out the creativity within you and the goodness in you. And that will get you to what you need to, where you need to go in this life. And that's so, so important. So for example, in this example we just talked about where someone being naturally lazy and had to fight head on to fight that laziness. And you see, fighting head on straight up doesn't always work so well. But here, by this older cousin planting that seed into his head, one of my tafkidim is to be a wonderful husband for my wife, and to be a noisin, and to give, and to make her happy, and to do things for her. And that becomes a passion and a role and a tafkid for him. Then a lot of that laziness, I'm not saying it's always easy, but it definitely makes things a lot easier because you have that sense of purpose that goes along with it. So everyone in their own lives, whether in this analogy of becoming a better husband or wife, or whether in any other type of aspect in your life where you want to become a bigger Talmud Chacham, or you want to be Mashpia, or you want to do whatever you want to do with your life and in a positive way, to use your talents, to use your abilities, the way Hashem wants you to use those abilities, what He put in you. And a lot of us don't even recognize our own potential. We don't recognize it. We don't realize it. Sometimes we're forced to. We're put against the wall. You got to take care of this or do this. But I can't. I never tried it. But then you're forced to do it. And then you realize, hey, I did it. I didn't even know I had it in me that I could do that. So sometimes Hashem puts circumstances with us to nudge us along to fulfill our potential, to bring it out. Sometimes it comes through painful things. But we don't necessarily always have to resort to those painful things. Rav Avigdor Miller always used to talk about that too. Sometimes you could learn from painful experiences that come your way to become a better person. But sometimes what you can do is use the positive parts of your life, the goodness, the chesed, and the simcha of the tremendous brachos that Hashem showers upon you to motivate you to fulfill your tafkid in life. With a simcha. Ivdu es Hashem is simcha. So this shiur was about motivation, what motivates you personally. And a big part of this is to, again, look at things of right and wrong, gain and loss, pain and pleasure, especially in accordance to the Torah and what Hashem would want from you. But the real key is to put that idealism in your heart. Remember, you're here for a purpose. You have a meaning in your life. And your meaning is to do your utmost to bring out your ultimate greatest potential and bring it out. To be a light to others. It doesn't make a difference if you're an introvert or an extrovert, if you have a major amount of influence, a small, the results even are not in our hands. But the koichos that we have to do that, what Hashem placed in us to do, anytime we could help another yid, anytime we could use our own talents and abilities for the betterment of the world and for the betterment of the people around us. And that will and should motivate us to become better and better. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give each and every one of us, and sometimes we need to daven for it, Hashem, please show me the way, or guide me to the right people, a Rav, a mentor that could help me, guide me through the way of what my purpose in life is, how to build my potential, how to become a better person, how to transform even the negative or painful experiences in my life and be mahapachet into schusim and to bring it into goodness into this world. To bring the very chelbana, which is a bad odor, which is the Rishoyim, Poshe Yisrael, and you have it as part of the Samamani HaKetoris, that without it you don't have Keteris, and so on and so forth, this concept. Hashem placed that in every single one of us. The klal, no one is lost in a klal. As a matter of fact, you don't have klal Yisrael as a klal without recognizing that every prat, every individual is an integral part of that klal. You are not just serving a purpose for yourself. You are a light. Your soul is a light in klal Yisrael. That without you, klal Yisrael would be lacking. You have to look at it that way, with that idealism. And in that way, you become a better wife, a better husband, a better father, a better mother. And you grow. And you grow with a simcha and with a hakaras hatayv. And Hashem empowers you more and more by giving yourself to Him, by recognizing, Hashem, I need your help, and everything comes from you. And with tefillah and with betachin and working through this and finding, asking Hashem to tap into that meaning in your life, Hashem will give you siyata d'shmaya to fulfill that with a simcha. Bracha v'atzlacha.